I've had after being brought up in the church environment for many years and reading the scriptures for many years, almost missing that, and then starting this journey of seeing it in scripture and seeing it in the words of Jesus. And it is so over the Old Testament. It's everywhere. God is primarily relates to us as Father. Yes, he is almighty. Yes, he is Lord. And even when we understand what those words mean, he's the actively present, the Yahweh, I am. But Jesus came to reveal Father to us. Jesus is the exact representation. So if you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. If you want to look at how God treats you, look at Jesus. And just the verse that really stood out for me recently to do with this was in the garden. And it's Mary Magdalene, you know, and one of the first people that Jesus, you know, let's not underestimate this. One of the first people that Jesus reveals himself to is this lady who didn't have a very good reputation and whose life had been transformed by Jesus. And this is what she said. This is what Jesus says to her. She thinks, you know, she mistakes him for the gardener. And, you know, what have you done with his body? She's been pursuing him. And it says this in verse 17. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." That's powerful, powerful. Those truths there will change and revolutionize your life. Jesus is telling her to tell the rest of the disciples that he's going to his Father and our Father. The Lord's Prayer, our Father. God wants to be a Father, and he is a good Father. He's a good Father. He wants to go before us. And we're at the start of a new year, and we've got a guest speaker this morning, Bear Grylls. We've heard lots about Bear the dog in our little group and about God using Bear as a blessing. But Bear is a blessing in my life, and I suppose it's Hillary's boss, because he's the chief scout, isn't he? Hillary, so he's your boss. But I got my boys he's done these devotionals. He's got one called Soul Fuel, and I think that's more for adults. But this one is for young explorers. So I got this for Seth. I think I'm enjoying it more than Seth at the minute. But I just wanted to read something from this before we close our time this morning. Any big journey often brings up mixed emotions at the start. A lot of time we just want to hurry on and make it to our destination as quickly as possible. On the journey of faith, things are a little different. The destination is so far off that we won't even reach it in this lifetime. And the journey we take to get there is full of challenges. And it's long, so long that it will last beyond our final breath. But here's the truth. We don't travel alone. God is both our destination and our guide. And he has promised to be with us every step of the way. And what should those steps look like? The answer is beautifully clear. Micah 6 verse 8. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. You and I are definitely going to stumble from time to time. But when we do, let's not lose heart. Let's look up and see his hand outstretched above us, helping us back to our feet. Very simple, but very powerful, isn't it? Faith is a journey. I went for a cycle on New Year's Day. So within a few hours of New Year's Day, I've already managed to upset somebody. I'm cycling along and I had this big complaint that I didn't ring my bell loud enough to warn them to get out the way. So a few hours into the new year, I've already hurt someone's feelings and caused upset. And maybe at the start of this year, I need to say sorry to all of you. Sorry. So I'm sure I'm going to say something, do something, upset some of your feelings. But please let me know. Let's talk it through, you know. And what encouraged me about this story is after I kind of cycled past, I did slow down. I didn't kind of try to knock this lady out of the way or anything. The temptation inside when she says, you know, please ring your bell louder, the temptation inside of me is to ring it really loud, but with the wrong spirit. Does that make sense? And funny enough, when I just overtook, I had to kind of open the gate and move. So I had to face this person again. And everything inside of me wants to do their obstinate response. But you know what? I managed to find something inside of me just to say sorry. I managed to say it with the right heart.
Well done, Chris.
She says, well then. But as I said sorry to this lady, who I'd obviously scared, I went from being a big frustration and a source of anger to her to I became lovely. It's okay, my lovely. So there's a story for us all there. Do you know what? We are going to make mistakes this year, but let's ask God and invite him to help us to make the right decisions. This is a year. We are a church in transition. So there are going to be things. There are going to be things that are going to frustrate us. But we are a church in transition. It's not my church. It's Jesus's church. In the kingdom of God, you're never more than a 2IC. But we want to invite him at the start of this year to build his church. We're looking forward to the new series next week. We're going to be looking at the book of Acts. How exciting to be looking at that church, the early church. What can we learn from it? What does it say to us now? So we're going to be going on a journey as we continue this transition, as we keep holding on and waiting until we can finally get back to the way we maybe where we can meet more physically, et cetera, et cetera. But we're going to be delving in and asking God to teach us stuff as we start this journey. And it is a journey of a lifetime. As I said earlier, that guy who wrote that hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, he was 57. You're never too old to be a disciple. It is about availability. It's about saying, would you use this year? And I just want to close our time. I think Shay's got something she just wants to share quickly. And then there's a song I want to share with us.
Yeah, I think Chris kind of nailed it there where he said about the journey. And one of my favorite or our favorite sayings is the journey is the destination. And personally, I'm very, very excited about what God has got in store for every single one of us individually this year, but specifically as a church family as a whole. And I know that God has got good things. I know that he's got a plan. He's not wavering from his plan. He's inviting every single one of us to this adventure. And as I was just looking at this little plant while Chris was sharing, I just really felt God reminding me that every single one of us is like that little seed. He is sowing us as these seeds. We are this resource that he is sowing into the world, okay? And we can either stay that little seed or we can begin to allow him to grow us and mature us into what it is that he's got for us. And a seed on its own doesn't really do much, but when that seed begins to produce fruit, it's that fruit that has a purpose. And God has got a purpose for every single one of you, us individually, but he's got a purpose. He's got a mandate for us as a church family as a whole as well. And right at the start, Chris, myself, the whole leadership, we want to invite every single one of you guys on this adventure this year. There is going to be stuff to do. There's going to be things we can all get involved with. But it's going to require every single one of us allowing God to do that thing of growing us as his disciples, as growing us as his sons and daughters, and allowing him to grow our and mature us, to grow our characters, to remove things that aren't going to, you know, accurately reflect him, you know. And every single one of us is part of it. Every single one of us has got a role to play, but that's going to require us showing up first. Is going to require us posturing ourselves before him with one another and saying, I'm in for this thing, and letting him doing it. So I'm in for growing and to continue growing. I don't know how you guys feel. I'm up for the journey. I know that it's going to have tough stuff. It's going to have fun stuff. Is there going to be tears? Yes. Is there going to be laughter? Absolutely. There'll be food. I'm definitely in, you know, but hey, so we just want to invite you guys on to a great adventure this year. So, yeah.
Thank you, Shane. Talking about great adventures, I understand it's Steve's birthday today. Steve Coombs. I can see you hiding behind the text there, but if you can hear us, happy birthday to you. We can't even come around for a socially distant party yet, but have a fantastic birthday. And yet, announcements-wise, we'll probably be on Zoom next week as well with the different things and the restrictions and what's going on. We're meeting as a leadership this week, but we'll keep you posted. And yes, we've talked lots about the positive stuff, and let's stay in that place.